Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Rothschild's riding along in the guest co-host chair with me as he does every Monday. So thankful to have you with us here, Matt.
My pleasure, Maggie.
Yeah, the news is very mind-boggling. The new polling came out today, shows that a majority of voters in every single congressional district in the country oppose cuts to Medicaid. And yet, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin thinks there should be more cuts to Medicaid. And let's be clear here. Job requirements, additional eligibility verifications, these are all the things that sound reasonable to people who maybe just listen to news in a passing way. But what they end up being are all sorts of additional administrative red tape that has this overall effect of pushing people who actually are eligible for Medicaid off of Medicaid. Some of the estimates are upwards of 8, 9, 10 plus, if not more, million people may be pushed off of Medicaid. And instead of focusing on actually what might happen if these things are put into place, and if you will result in people who should be receiving Medicaid not receiving it, Republicans want to tell you, well, it's just work requirements, just more paperwork. These aren't actually, but those are very real barriers to receiving these benefits, which for people, if they, again, disabled, working multiple jobs, trying to get it done, you make it harder and people simply won't be able to access the benefits. And maybe you don't care. Maybe that's just fine. But it will result in real harm to families and children.
And Maggie, it's also,
don't get it.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but it's also going to ruin the cost of healthcare in America, because people won't get their healthcare. They'll get sick. And where are they going to end up going? They're going to go back to the emergency rooms. And the costs of healthcare are astronomically higher if that's the care that they're getting on the backside rather than getting preventive care on the front side. And that was the system before the Affordable Care Act and before, Medicaid covered a lot of these people. And so what's it going to do to our healthcare system if you push people off of Medicaid because they can't jump through the red tape and all the hoops?
Yeah. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've got economist Benga Ajilore coming up in the next segment. He was the senior advisor in the Office of the Undersecretary for Rural Development at USDA, meaning this guy knows how the economics of rural communities work. We're going to talk to him about how these draconian cuts to Medicaid are going to hurt rural folks that live in rural areas of the country, that medical care will be harder to access, that it may close medical centers. In rural Wisconsin, 32% of kids, 1 in 3, rely on Medicaid for their health coverage. And if you just broaden that to all adults younger than 65, so again, those not in the Medicare, but in the Medicaid bucket, 15%. So more than 1 in 10, one and a half people of every 10 in rural areas get their health coverage from Medicaid. That means if you are listening to this program in a rural area, you are going to know lots of people who will be losing their coverage, not able to get the health care that they need, especially preventative care, right? Like childhood checkups. That is just such a disturbing development. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you support additional red tape in the Medicaid program? Or do you think the government itself should maybe do a better job auditing the program and take on that burden itself instead of placing additional paperwork burdens on folks that need this essential health care? 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, say hi to Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey,
well,
Cindy.
What's going on here is just absolutely immoral. And you talked, Matt, about how people are going to have to go to the ER. Not only that, people are going to wait until the very last minute and have more catastrophic health issues, and more people are going to end up losing their houses and whatever else livelihood they have to pay for medical bills. This is just immoral. These people ought to be tarred and feathered and put out in the city streets for us to throw rocks at them. I mean, this is horrible.
I'm Cindy. So, thanks for the call, Cindy. You're so right. I mean, it is immoral. And, you know, healthcare is a human right. Bernie Sanders says it, you know, before he brushes his teeth in the morning. But, you know, it's actually true. And the fact that Ron Johnson is out there trying to deny people health care, poor people in America, it's just outrageous. You're absolutely right, Cindy.
It helps when I don't have my mic muted. My goodness. Are we doing radio here, ladies and gentlemen? Who knew? Yes, this is the real thing. The debate is happening as we speak. Your engagement will matter. It does matter. Call your House of Representatives, congressperson, tell them not to be cutting Medicaid, not to be turning their back on rural Wisconsinites, on our very communities and families who depend on Medicaid. 1 in 3 kids in Wisconsin rural communities count on Medicaid for their health insurance and health coverage. We're going to continue to discuss the risks to that coverage, to medical facilities and providers across rural Wisconsin with economist Benga Ajilore when we return. I've got Matt Rothschild and each and every one of you with me. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.